This is CPR News. I'm Stina Sieg in Grand Junction. Coloradans race to buy more firearms this year ahead of a new state law adding restrictions to the purchase and sale of certain semi-automatic weapons. Colorado has required a background check before buying a firearm purchase for 13 years, but a new law took effect Saturday. It makes people seeking certain semi-automatic weapons go through a deeper background check and complete a safety course before obtaining the gun. Ian Escalante is with the gun rights group Rocky Mountain Gun Owners.
There's a lot at play here that we're really not going to know until we hit about, 30 days into this.
July saw the state's highest monthly volume of requests for firearm background checks on record. Thousands of supporters of a ballot measure to create a graduated income tax dropped off more than 150,000 signatures Monday. The group is called Protect Colorado's Future. It carried dozens of boxes full of signatures to the Secretary of State's office.
Colorado demands a fair tax system. Colorado demands a fair tax system.
Initiative 195 would ask voters to increase the state's flat 4.4% income tax rate for people and corporations who make more than $150,000 a year. It would also cut the tax rate for those earning less. And an emergency fish salvage is now in place at Dagger Reservoir in Huerfano County. Current drought conditions are leading to a water draw down in the reservoir to serve Walsenburg and La Vida. That's according to an announcement from Colorado Parks and Wildlife. The agency says size and many other limits are suspended for anglers with a valid fishing license. In Denver today, highs in the lower 80s. For Vail, the mid 80s, lots of smoke in the sky. It's the